Hi, Marty Lurie here with former San Francisco Giant. He's now the bullpen coach with the Philadelphia Phillies, and that's Jim Gott. Jim, nice to have you on the show.
I love being back. Great to talk to you, Marty.
Yeah, so, you know, this is the 60th anniversary of the Giants in San Francisco. Let's talk about Giants baseball with you, how you got to be a Giant and what you knew when you got to San Francisco.
Growing up in Los Angeles, I knew the great rivalry between the Giants and the Dodgers. And being a Giant, my family kind of turned away from me a little bit, but it was a great experience that I had here. I got traded for Gary Lavelle back in 1985, and I came over here. I got a chance to start for a little bit, and then I was in the pen. I was hurt for a little bit. We lost 100 games for the first time in Giant history, so I'm proud of that. I'll say that. Got a chance to make some great friendships, and more than anything else, just get a chance to be part of the Giants' history has been great.
What was it like being in San Francisco, the city of San Francisco? Where'd you live? What was life like?
It was great. Most of us all lived down in Foster City, and that was just a young little commuter community, and so we lived down there. I lived down with Atlee Hammaker and Mark Davis and Scotty Gerelts, and we would all drive our cars up. We would carpool up to Candlestick, and it was really fun. We played, 85 was the first year we played all those day games. Didn't have great attendance because we were not a very good team, but it was really cool. Really, again, great friendships that we had. The transition was made at the end of that year with Al Rosen and Roger Craig coming on, and we kind of just saw what was happening. We're going through that same kind of a resurgence here in Philly right now, but same kind of thing was going on. Roger Craig, Al Rosen, Robbie Thompson, and Chris Brown, and Will Clark, and we just saw what was going to happen. I ended up leaving in 87 for Donnie Robinson. I missed all of the action that was happening here, but it was a good move for me to go to Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah, boy, Pittsburgh for the caveman, Donnie Robinson. What a hitter.
What a hitter. He was definitely a great hitter, and but again, it was a good move for me, and it was a great move for the Giants. Donnie Robinson came on, did a great job at the end of 87, got them into the playoffs. Hit a couple home runs, and the rest is history.
All right, Jim Gott with us. San Francisco, you mentioned some names. I can't let him go past us. Mark Grant, Atlee Hammaker. Boy, you mentioned that. A tremendous left-handed pitcher. And, of course, well, Grant Hammaker and Mark Davis.
Mark Davis. And also my buddy, Bill Lasky. Okay. And Bill Lasky has just been a dear friend of mine. I can remember us just going into different cities. And remember us going into Pittsburgh one time that we both had a Friday and Saturday night. And we walked in with our sunglasses on like we were going to just rule the city. I think he won the game. I did not. Rick Ruchtel ended up beating me in that game. But again, the great friendships that we have in baseball and my time here, my short 2.5 years that I had with the Giants, nothing but great memories, great people, still some fans that I've stayed in touch with. And Bill asked me down to the Giants Fantasy Camp, which is a great thrill of mine every year.
What about Candlestick? If I say the word Candlestick, what comes to mind?
Cold, fog, the bullpen was a penalty box. I remember down there, it's kind of tough putting eight guys down there and, you know, nobody watching over us. We didn't have a chaperone, so we were down there kind of roughhousing each other and having all kinds of games that happened down in the bullpen. Got to know Bob Melvin really well down there. He was backing up for Bob Brenly during those days. But, again, those great friendships. You spend so much time with each other that they become family.
All right. Jim Gott, nice to have you with us. 100 losses. That was Jim Davenport, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Yeah.
That was Davy, 100 losses. Yeah. Great man.
I don't have anything great to say. We weren't awesome when I was here. And they got a lot better when I left. So I'm super glad that I got the experience of playing for the Giants.
Great to see you in San Francisco, Jim Gott. Thank you.
Thanks, Marty.